Well, we are again opening up this week's inbox. We always finish out our show with one of your questions, and I'm very privileged to have Counselor Christina Browning with us. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
Good to have you.
Thanks
for being willing to take some time and give some insight on this question. And it is it wise for girls to attend group hangouts? And they give the example, concerts, group lunches, etc., in order to get to know a man better, or should she wait for the man to initiate a date instead? In other words, how does a girl find the balance between not allowing herself to become a friend girl and being cold and standoffish to brothers in Christ?
Yes, the age-old question of how much do you do? This is a great question. I think it's really important. When you're wanting to date, it's important to open yourself up to social options, and being able to do group functions is much better than doing one-on-one. So if you're wanting to get to know somebody better, it's definitely good to get into a group situation like going to concerts and lunches and Bible studies and things like that, where you can be in a group together. The concern becomes when you're doing that all the time and not having any relationship. And there's a difference when you move into a friendship where you don't want to just become this person where you're constantly having emotional intimacy type conversations and being that go-to girl of, oh, well, let me always seek your advice, instead of being that person of, oh, I really want to hang out with you as a person. And that's a fine balance. That's really a skill and an art to develop. And I think part of learning how to be social as a single adult in a group situation is learning that balance of when are you starting to want to get to know somebody better and being able to be intentional in that versus I'm just getting to know the group as a group and I'm attending group functions.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because I think what I've seen happen historically is the girl that starts joining group activities because it's very obvious that she's interested in one guy in the group.
Right.
And then I think that's dishonoring to the group to be only about this one guy.
Right.
You know, so again, I think you need to check your motives and just say, okay, am I truly interested in getting to know this group of friends? Am I interested in doing these social things with them, having relationship with them? Or is this just a holding tank for hopefully, you know, worming my way into this guy's life? And then if he takes off, well, then I won't be with this group either. You know, so I think,
exactly.
Again, it's like it's a social dynamic of, you know, having good friendships and having good relationships with people. And then I think in that element, she probably does have to hold back and just say, yeah, she can't just be about this guy. She needs to wait for him to step in and pursue her and
right.
just see what's up. But who knows who else may come along
right.
and who knows what other great girlfriend she might meet as a result.
So. And there's always a fine balance. Like it's always interesting to me. Usually the girls who are more pursuant need to step back and wait for the guys to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
The girls who are always in kind of that best friend mode and are not being pursued need to step out and be a little bit more intentional. But to be able to give a blanket statement of what to do, it really is an art of socialization. And if you're not seeing the results that you want, it is important to gain community and, you know, advocacy for maybe some older people who can speak into your life and kind of give you feedback on why this pattern is continuing to happen.
Yeah. Well, good thoughts, Christina. And I think always, you know, keeping in mind just godliness and kindness is key, and just
Absolutely.
Recognizing how would Christ have us treat anyone in our path and what should that look like, and just pray about it and ask wisdom for that specific situation. So
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Christina.
Thank
for
you.
Weighing in on that. Okay, thanks, folks. That is it for this week's show. We want you back here next week, and do write to us at editor@boundless.org with any comments or questions you may have. We certainly are excited about shows that we have coming up, so you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for those. Make sure you're sharing the show with your friends. We love it when friends share with friends. So until then, though, we will see you next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.